What are you upset over?
The Town of Discovery Bay regular CSD board meeting is now called to order. Would you all please rise and follow the regular meeting?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect all members are present.
Okay, this is the time for public comments, and I'm assuming the one card I have there, this would be the place.
Thank you for the
opportunity. Just so you know, the rule 3 minutes.
Yes. I'd like to read something to you because my memory is old, but thanks for seeing me, first of all. Good evening. Good evening, members of the board. My name is Eric Swalwell, and I live in Discovery Bay. I am retired now, but I've worked in both fire and police departments, and for a time I served as the chief of police for a community. I'm here tonight because the regional fire district that serves our community, East Contra Costa Fire Protection District, is dangerously underfunded. And you may know that. Several years ago, Assemblyman Jim Frazier called the situation a public safety emergency. What you may not know is that the fire district cannot respond to emergency calls for significant periods of time each month. Last year, the fire district did not respond because they were busy with other calls for over 1 day per quarter, over 24 hours per quarter, and over 96 hours for the year. 48 emergency calls came in during this time, a time that the fire district was unable to respond. But I'm here, the fire district lacks the manpower to fight any structure fire, like a house fire, without significant resources and the assistance coming from other neighboring fire districts, coming from distant places like Antioch, Bay Point, and Pittsburgh. And naturally, the response times the fire district provides are 3 to 4 times the goal set forth by the National Fire Safety Standards Organization. But I'm here tonight to talk with you about a solution, not the problem. A community group, of which I am a part, has organized a pair of voter initiatives for the cities of Brentwood and Oakland. These initiatives are called the Brentwood and Oakland Emergency Response for All Initiatives, and the plan is for them to appear on the November 2020 ballot. If these pass, nearly $8 million of each city's growth in property and sales tax will be spent on a range of public safety services defined in the California Fire Protection District's Law of 1987. This won't happen instantly. The spending will increase gradually over a 10-year period. But the two initiatives are a step towards correcting the $13 million public safety services funding deficit that the region is experiencing. This grassroots solution takes money to implement, and many members of the Discovery Bay community have stepped forward to support the effort. In fact, 18 of our 68 total donations so far have come from Discovery Bay, and I am one of them. As part of this fundraising effort, we're creating a public plaque campaign on which we will engrave the names of those Discovery Bay residents who contribute $100 to the cause. Some people will want to contribute in the names of loved ones, so in those cases, we will engrave in memory of and whatever the name that they desire. The plaque will be approximately 30 inches by 45 inches, and there may be as many as 100 names engraved on the plaque. The money raised in this effort will be used exclusively for filing fees, signature gathering, and ballot campaign expenses for the emergency response for all initiatives. So I'm here tonight to ask the board to agendize the placement of this plaque in the community center. Our community group will handle all the work of getting the donations, of getting the plaque made, and having it signed up. We will work with the Discovery Bay managers so that it will be hung correctly. This campaign will save lives and preserve property here in Discovery Bay, benefiting each and every one of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, I'm hoping that you'll consider my proposal, and we can obviously, questions can be answered at the time that this is placed on the agenda. And again, as we all know, it's a very important issue, and I think it will become, there'll be a lot more clarity in what the proposal is about and how we all, the area will benefit. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments? There's public comments, I'll quote it. And move on to consent calendar.
These are photos of type of plaque we're suggesting.
Yeah, I'd like to pull item two.
Copy what I just read.
Pull item two.
Two. Is it a quick question if we can resolve without? You want to vote?
I want to vote.
You can.
Thank you.
And do I hear a motion on item one?
So.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And we'll move on to C2.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. My concern is one specific item that's on the register for approval, and that is a payment of $9,600 to Terracon Consultants. 6 months ago, by a vote of 3-2, this board decided to spend money on consultants for our pool, which we've gotten nothing back from. Don't have the exact numbers of how much we spent up until then, but last June 4th is when we signed a contract with them. We've given them, I don't know how much money, $13,000 or something so far towards that. And we've got nothing to show for it. They haven't been here to talk to us. They don't return phone calls from our manager. We're throwing money into an abyss. We're getting no pool. No updates. It's 6 months. 6 months since we signed the contract, and there's nothing. I don't think we should pay them any more money until they come show us what their progress is. This is a progress payment. We've already paid them 50% of the contract. I think they need to show us what they've done.
I did do it.
So I would move to approve the district invoices except for that one check to Terracon Consultants.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
On this same item, I do have a question for the town manager. We had a meeting, an update that I normally have every 2 weeks, and I asked about that. You emailed, I believe. Did you get any response at all?
I emailed on Monday. I telephoned the business office on Tuesday, and I called the personal cell phone this morning, and I've gotten zero response. The question becomes is that we do have an invoice that's been submitted to us for partial work, and so at what key point do we pay this invoice?
I would go along with Director Graves. Once you do reach them, if somehow communication takes place, Tell them we'll be happy to pay for it. They've got to come and show us, give us an update on what's going on.
I would agree. That was my point. And if that happens, then it just gets on the next approval thing, and we approve the payment, and we go forward. But I just feel like we're not getting the response that we need. And sometimes money tends to shake the tree.
And maybe we need to go to whoever he reports to, move it up the chain.
Certainly. So if I understand you correctly, I understand the motion, and I understand what's been approved is to not approve this invoice. But what we're looking for is a presentation, some kind of deliverable, either an update verbally or actual documents, because they're in the construction phase, to be brought before this board before we will reconsider, and at that time we will reconsider the payment of that invoice.
Yeah, we're not refusing to pay them for what they're going to do or what they're doing. We just want to know what it is. We've gotten no update from them.
Understood.
Just for clarification, I think you worded it slightly different. I did not hear a change in the motion to include the way you had worded that.
Do we vote on a motion yet?
Yeah.
Bob?
Yeah. Director,
been moved to second. All this motion is right now is to pay the invoices minus that. We can take care of that's not that is the rest of this is just discussion.
Okay.
Not relevant to the motion.
Okay.
Am I correct?
Correct. Understood. And I understand
good.
That.
Okay. Good. Good. As long as we understand, we're good. Okay. Moving on to
if they make a presentation.
Right.
Okay, my board member. Staff
all the permits and all the reporting requirements were submitted on time to the state. Well, elected, we just a little 75 million gallons of water, and their production is starting to drop off. So we're getting into our low demand season. With reduction from 2013 was about 10%, so I know it's starting to get a little tighter. Our wastewater plant, well below all our permit limits. No issues, all those stations online. Staff continues to assess the sewers, and staff continues to do a good job of making sure work orders stay caught up and backlog stays to a minimum. Merry Christmas, have a new year.
Thanks, Bernie. Same to you.
Same to you.
I like the last slide.
Thanks for all your hard work this year. Appreciate it very much.
Another good year. Okay, moving on to F1, staff.
I'll bring Gregory Harris, our wastewater engineer, up to talk about this item and the next item.
Gregory Harris, district engineer for Town of Sperry Bay. And we're on item F1, right?
F1.
So, master plan that we all accepted 2 weeks ago included a recommendation for doing an oxygen study on the wastewater treatment plant. And that was included in the costs that were presented to the budgets for the project. And now we have a proposal to do that study. It's a kind of very specialized study. They put chemicals in the water, they kill all the oxygen, they turn the rotors on, they see how fast the oxygen comes up, do all kinds of measurements and stuff. It's kind of a specialized deal. So there's an engineer that's a specialist that does that nationwide, and his name is Brendan. And we've got a proposal for him, very modest proposal actually, if you can say the word. And he would come out and do the labor, write the reports, and advise us if we're short on oxygen. We actually think we are, based on some recent performance of the treatment plant. Bernie has noted that the treatment plant has struggled to keep up with the oxygen demand on Thanksgiving. And too many people using the bathroom on Thanksgiving. They're now starting to move into the summer weekend. We're having the same problem with summer weekends here. There's chemicals that have to get purchased, about $9,000 in chemicals. That's much easier to source through Veolia. So they would purchase that and invoice the town directly. Overall budget, I think, around $22,500. So that's good.
Thank you, Gregory. I'm going to go ahead and go with the public. Thank you. Can see if there's any public comments. Yep.
I see that the labor portion of this proposal is $13,500. I was wondering what the hourly rate was and how many hours they thought they would be putting in to make these tests.
Fire away, Gregory.
So they're coming for the whole week. So they're going to be here for one solid week for the testing, so that would be 40 hours. And then it includes their travel time as well. So we have to divide 13.5 by 40. That's fair on the rate. Don't need to do that.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comment?
Wrong business.
Did that answer your question?
It will, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, I'll go ahead and close public comments and bring back the board for discussion.
A question that I'm scratching my head, because if I'm reading the report right, this firm that's in Racine, Wisconsin, is the only company in the United States that can do this work.
The thing is, it's kind of it's specialized work. It's the only one I know of that does it. If you hire a big engineering firm, they make the whole thing up from scratch. You pay them to invent the wheel, kind of thing. He's sort of headed down this night. So he travels around the whole country doing this kind of work.
He's found a niche.
This is his niche, yeah.
Okay. Got it. Number staff.
Director. While you're up there. Okay, so the purpose of the study is to define what the optimum oxygen level.
Not quite. So the rotors that we have, the oxygen engines have rotors now that impart oxygen into the water. we came across some information that maybe the rotors were not putting the correct amount of oxygen in the water and as much oxygen as we need at times. That's been backed up by Bernie's data, where on Thanksgiving, we lost dissolved oxygen entirely in the ditches for 8 hours. There was no oxygen. They couldn't keep up with the Amazon. And so the purpose of this study is to determine what are the rotors giving us so that we can match the calculations with the master plan. The master plan says, say, we can need 5,000 pounds. Let's say 5,000 pounds of oxygen. And the rotors were supposed to give us 4,500. So they were slightly short, but we weren't quite sure. Now we're going to measure it. The rotors give us 2,500. Part of the master plan project is to add supplemental oxygen in some end, to make up that delta. So the purpose of this is to determine what do we get out of the existing rotors.
And what's the impact if the oxygen is too high or the oxygen is too low?
In the existing process, the impact of the oxygen being too high is not too big a deal. It's wasted energy. Okay. In the new process, you can't do that because you have to walk a tightrope between oxygen and lack of oxygen for the new process to work. So that would be the downside of that. On the downside of not having enough oxygen, you can have a current violation. You don't have enough work, the biology can't do the job it's supposed to do, and you don't treat the BOD, and it goes out the back door, and it's 9,000 a day.
So if the oxygen's too low, the bugs don't work.
Yeah, exactly. They die, so you can't do anything.
With the Redmond firm, it's not just one guy coming out, is it?
This one.
Okay.
Very, very specialized.
Do they have it?
I move staff recommendation.
I just had one question before. Thank you.
Sure.
A couple of questions. Is this a one-time event?
Yes.
Okay, so
assuming a successful test. Yes.
But if we fail, does it mean we have to rerun the test at a new cost for that?
We don't think you're failing, but I don't know if there's a disaster or something, and I don't know. But all we're doing is seeing the system response. I mean,
sure.
We hit the system and we see what happens, and we measure it, and then that gives us the information we need. So
okay.
I don't see how we have to review the test. I think so. In fact, we're actually doing multiple. So we're doing eight tests. So we're doing eight different times we're going to do this. So we're repeating the test. So we're checking all the different scenarios. We're doing every single test at least twice. So I don't think that.
Okay. And the last question is plant one, plant two, or both?
So all the ditches are the same, and plant one is out of service now. So we're going to do it in plant one. Because if we need it, it's one.
Thank you.
All yours. I move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Gregory. And staff number two, F2. I'm going to assume it's Gregory
Harris, Gregory's community district here. So you remember the diffuser? It's been a while, so we talked about our diffuser. It's our buddy in the old river over there. He's broken. We got to fix it, right? So we hired Advisian Worley Parsons to do a study. They completed that study, and then they applied for the permits for the town. They are recording here. Our firm engineer came back and said we wanted a mitigating event. CEQA document done to back this up. And so we authorized them to not prepare that. That document is now done. And we need to advertise it. This first step will be we advertise it. Then we would come back after we advertise it to have a public hearing and even adopt the MND. And then we can file with their recording here. So that's the schedule. So the plan is, they just sent over the notice this morning. I didn't have a chance to review it yet, but you're going to authorize us to go out to advertise that you have to have 20 days, advertising that you're going to adopt an MND. And then your board meeting in the third week of January, you would actually review the MND and accept the MND and adopt the MND and publicly.
Again,
can you describe what the acronym is?
Mitigating Negative Declaration.
Thank
for CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act. So you can never say you have no impact. So you declare that I have mitigated my impacts for this year.
Thank you.
And now we'll comment. We did have a conference call with the attorneys and the preparation staff, and everyone's cool.
And I'll open it for public comment. see no public comment, I'll close that and bring it back to the board for discussion.
I'll move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Director of reports, I don't believe there's any standing committees. Are there any other reportable items? Seeing none, we'll move on to manager's report. Who do we have?
I'd like one of my managers to come forward. He doesn't know it yet, but if Bill Engelman, our parks and landscape manager, could just give the board a little update on where we are with the front entrance lights.
Front entrance lights, the lighter of the lights came out, and got everything to work as what was required. We as community and the volunteers didn't quite string it properly. So after the new year, he'll come back out and sequence the proper direction of lights.
Will they look good the way they are going ahead? So thanks for going out there.
Kind of solid blue.
Yeah, there may be some questions. So is it operational or right now just a fixed white light?
No, we can change lights.
Okay, it is fully operational.
Correct. There's one portion of the west wall, Discovery Boulevard, that's not lit.
Okay. So a little more repair.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. Any other questions?
Just so I'm curious, where's the computer that controls lights? Is that on site or is that somewhere else?
So it's I don't have the app. I think Monica has the app, but it's a Wi-Fi router at the location, I believe, and then you have to be within the vicinity to change the light.
Okay. Just because we've had vandalism, is the Wi-Fi router and all that pretty well secure?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I might want to look in for camouflage in that or something.
Lock box.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thank you for the update.
Sure.
Okay. General manager's report?
No report.
Okay. Correspondence for information. There are three items listed. Are there any future agenda items? Hearing none. I'd like to wish everybody a happy holiday and a new year.